Morris and our guest, William Powell.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Good evening, folks. This is young Al Jolson and the old cramps knew it all. With an old song that may warm some up, well, it'll warm up your memories. Folks, this is really an oldie. Come on, Lou Bring, let's start the revival.
Thousands of years ago or maybe more, out on an island on a lonely shore, Robinson Crusoe landed one fine day. No rent to pay, no wife to obey. His good man Friday was his only friend. He didn't borrow or lend. They built a little hut, lived there till Friday, but Saturday night it was shut. Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Every Saturday night they were starting to roam, and on Sunday morning they come staggering home. On this island live wild men in cannibal trimming, and where there are wild men, there must be wild women. Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Every Saturday night, they were starting to roam, and on Sunday morning, they come staggering home. They went hunting for rabbits when the weather grew colder, but Crusoe came home with a hair on his shoulder. Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night?
Al, is it true what Luella Parsons said last Sunday?
You mean about my new baby?
Yes.
Is it true?
Right, Oscar. Mrs. Jones and I adopted a beautiful little 4-week-old baby boy.
Congratulations. It's really wonderful.
Thank you, Oscar. And let me tell you, this being a father is marvelous. Honestly, there's nothing like it.
Yes, there is, being a mother.
Well, you can say anything you want, Oscar, and it won't bother me. I'm the happiest man in the world. I'm going to raise that little kid to be a real boy.
Yes, sir, we're going to be pals. We're going to hike and fish together, go swimming, and when he's about 15 years old, I'll play football with him.
Play football?
Yeah.
Well, when the kid's 15, you'll be in your 70s.
That's all right. I'll let him carry the ball.
Al, I suppose you've got a future already planned.
Yeah.
But if my advice is worth anything, don't let him be an actor.
Ah, but Oscar, that's just what I want my kid to be. I thought we might even make a movie short with him, you know, and call it The Little Jolson Story.
It's a good idea, but who'd play the part?
What do you mean, who'd play the part?
Won't you have to wait till Larry Parks has a baby?
Oscar, look, my kid will do his own acting. He's going to follow right in his father's knee steps. Oh, say, Oscar, he's the cutest little fellow you ever saw. But you know something? This puzzles me. He won't play with rattles. He only likes to play with money.
Well, don't let him play with more than $1 million at a time. You might spoil him.
Oscar, my baby's going to have nothing but the best. Why, you ought to see the way he drinks milk and eats cheese.
Well, a baby only 4 weeks old doesn't eat cheese.
As long as I work for the Kraft people, he'll eat cheese and like it.
Well, Al, I'm very happy for you. And I'd like to express my feelings about this whole thing with a little poem. It's dedicated to your little son, Asa Jr.
Gee, that's sweet of you, Oscar. I didn't think you had it in you.
It's nothing to do with what's in me. But yeah. This is the poem. It goes like this. This is a poem.
Yeah.
For Asian cats.
Yeah.
It isn't home without the patter of baby feet.
Yeah.
It isn't home without the dighties drying so neat.
Yeah.
It isn't home without a kid to call you Poppy. It isn't home. But it isn't half as sloppy.
Oscar, that was wonderful, but if you really want to dedicate something to my new baby, how about going to the piano and playing something, you know, a nice classical number?
Does the kid understand the classics?
Even better than me.
Okay. For little Asa, here's a baby version of Clair de Lune. A little humdrum. Here's a tip that'll make the family pleased as punch. Set out a creamy white square of Philadelphia brand cream cheese to spread on the toast. That rich, delicately fresh cream cheese is great with a toast and morning coffee. Mighty wholesome and nutritious, too. And for Sunday breakfast, when you splurge a bit, try delicious Philadelphia brand cream cheese on hot muffins or waffles or pancakes. Those are real melt-in-the-mouth combinations when you have the rich cream cheese that's always fresh tasting. Genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese, you know, is guaranteed fresh by Kraft. And that's why smart shoppers always look to see the name Philadelphia brand on every package of cream cheese they buy.
Started to play it a few weeks ago and didn't finish it.
Are you going to play the whole thing now?
I'm going to play it on the installment plan. And here's the down payment.
Oh, Oscar. Oscar, when I hear you play so beautifully, I realize how little I know about high-class music.
I realize how little you knew a long time ago.
But I love it. I really do. I love that piece you played just before the man talked about the Philadelphia cream cheese. I love it.
That was Debussy.
That was what?
Debussy, no. And And that, Al, that was the first time I ever played it before Philadelphia Cream Cheese.
Well, look, Oscar, I don't want to appear ignorant, but...
Why not?
Well, look, let me finish what I'm saying. You're jumping on me. I was saying I don't want to appear ignorant.
And I said, why not?
Well,
when a man says he doesn't want to appear ignorant, I just don't know why he doesn't, if he is. Al, don't you think I talk too much?
Yeah, you do, especially tonight. Look, Oscar, all I want to ask you was to tell me about that guy... Debussy.
Who?
Debussy, no?
Debussy, who wrote the song you played, that's all.
Well, Al, he was the greatest talent of his time.
Something like me?
You'll have to decide that for yourself. A contemporary once described Debussy as a musician of genius who has the forehead of a Pekingese dog, a horror of his neighbor, a fiery glance, and a slightly husky voice.
Sounds more like Georgie Jessel. Oscar, what I was trying to say was that you and I don't seem to have anything in common. You play that high-tone music and I sing the popular stuff.
I like popular music, too, especially the way you sing it. I think you're great.
Thanks, Oscar. I think you're greater than I am.
I agree with you. Let's noodle something.
Let's noodle something, yeah.
What mood are you in?
Well, tonight, sure, I think I'm in the mood to sing an old Irish song.
That's got to be My Wild Irish Rose.
Sure, and you said it.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose, my wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Al, what other Irish songs do you know?
Well, now, I know Mother McCree, I do.
You you can't sing Mother McCree, Al.
And sure, why can't I?
At the climax of the song, there's a very high note in it. Do you think you can make it?
Morton Downey makes it, and he ain't much older than I am.
Morton Downey changes his tonsils every 1,000 miles.
Come on, Oscar. Wrap your shillelagh around and let's try Mother McCree.
Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil war for me. Oh, God bless you and keep you, Mother.
Tonight, somehow or other, my heart is filled with music. And I'd like to sing a song. I'd like to sing a song I sang a couple of months ago. If I only had a match.
Poor kid. Imagine a man with all his money and he hasn't got a match.
If I only had a match, then my cares I'd soon forget. All I need would be a match. If I had a cigarette, and if I had a cigarette, I could watch the smoke rings curl, but I'd really be all set. If I only had a girl,
got someone like you to hurry to each night. In a cozy bungalow with no such sweet delight, we could raise a family and a little garden patch. And I think this all could be if I only had a match. If I had someone like you to hurry to each night, in a cozy bungalow with no such sweet delight, we could raise a family and a little garden patch, and to think there's all good. If I only had a match.
Rebop.
My friends, if I'm elected, I promise you I will cut taxes. I will lower prices. I'll raise wages. I'll build roads. I'll build dams. I'll put a chicken in every pot. I'll put a car in every garage.
Just a moment. Just a moment, Mr. Powell.
Please, Sonny, don't interrupt me. Don't go home until you're old enough to vote.
Thank you.
Friends, I promise you...
But, Bill, wait a minute. This is a Kraft Music Hall.
I promise... Oh, is it? Oh, yes. Oh, gosh,
I'm sorry, Al, but... This is funny, Al. Since I made the senators indiscreet, I keep forgetting myself. Every time I see a gathering of people, I start to climb on my soapbox.
I'll put a chicken in every pot, a car in every garage.
Bill, please, you shouldn't take those picture pots so seriously. What if I took the part at Raven Johnson story seriously?
Well, how could you? You didn't play it.
What?
Truthfully, Al, I thought you were wonderful. Those songs you sang. The nostalgia of those scenes where you struggle up to success. Oh, really brought tears to my eyes.
Gee, thank you, Bill. Nice to receive praise from someone like you. After all, you won the New York Critics Award for Best Actor. Nothing like that ever happened to me.
Well, now, don't you feel badly, Asa. I didn't do so much to win the award. In fact, I did just one simple little thing.
What was that?
I was great.
He's modest like I am. Anyway, Bill, I still think your winning that acting award was wonderful.
Well, thanks, Al, but you know my childhood ambition I've never realized. I really wanted to be a scientist.
Huh? I'm very interested in science. In fact, I once perfected a device so that when a girl is tired and hungry, it automatically feeds her.
What did you call it? What did you call it, Oscar?
A man.
Boys, wait, look. Wouldn't it have been wonderful if we all had been scientists? Can't you see us in our spotless laboratory working on the greatest invention of modern times? Dr. Powell, Dr. Levant, and Dr. Jolson, man in white, battling for humanity.
Dr. Powell, this experiment has got to be successful, or we'll be the laughing stock of our profession, sir. Today, when I went down the street, people pointed at me and laughed, called me crazy. Little boys threw stones at me.
Dr. Jolson, you shouldn't have stopped to sing.
What?
I want this great experiment to be a success. But I keep hearing an inner voice saying, Dr. Levant, you're a failure. You're a failure.
Yes, my inner voice haunts me with the same words. Dr. Powell, you're a failure. You're a failure.
Funny. My inner voice just keeps saying, Jolie, you're so wonderful.
I'm terribly discouraged, Dr. Powell. Night after night, I've sat here with my eye glued to this microscope.
Why don't you rest?
I can't get my eye loose.
Well, let's not brood. Now, let me explain this experiment. As you know, methyl iodide, if dissolved in an inert solvent and treated with metallic sodium, forms sodium iodide. And the two methyl groups join together, forming ethane, CH3, CH3. Dr. Tolson, do you follow me?
Yes, but at quite a distance.
Well, gentlemen, let us examine this culture under the microscope. What do you think, Dr. Tolson? And you, Dr. Levant?
I think, too.
You know, if this turns out right, it will be an invaluable vaccine. Be certain that you know the formula.
Wait, I'll write it down.
No, you mustn't. It might fall into enemy hands. Just memorize it. And when you have it memorized, destroy your mind.
I can vouch for Dr. Joseph. Dr. Powell, let's check the experiment. I'm anxious to know the results.
Very well. Now, Dr. Levant, add 5 cc's of aqueous solution.
Got it.
Dr. Jolson, add the 24-hour broth culture of Staphylococcus aureus.
I'll add it, but I don't know what it means.
Now, quickly, 3 cc's of hydrochloric.
Right.
1 ounce of potassium permanganate.
Right.
And a box of guzz.
Why the box of guzz?
No use taking chances. Now, there, gentlemen. We'll warm it slowly over the Bunsen burner.
Mm-hmm.
If the solution turns green, we have been successful.
Look, it's changing color. But wait, it isn't green. It's red.
Well, that's close enough. Well, now I must test it on myself. 1 cc. A slight scratch of the needle and... Oh, the reaction is wrong. I'm going fast. Oh, gentlemen, it's been grand working with you. But we all have to go sometime. Every scientist takes this chance. Gentlemen, goodbye.
But you haven't scratched yourself with a needle yet.
Of course not. You think I'm crazy? We have discovered the greatest cure in the world.
Wonderful. What does it cure?
What does it cure? Gentlemen, we face our greatest challenge. For our next project, we must invent a disease that this cure is good for.
Flipping the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese? Well, here's a 2-minute kitchen trick that turns an ordinary dessert into something super special. Just put a package of genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese into a little bowl. Add a very small amount of milk and whip it up with a spoon. In a hurry, that rich and wonderfully fresh-tasting cream cheese gets fluffy light. And here's a licking good topping for gingerbread, baked apples, baked pears, or a one-crust fruit pie. Just be sure you do this trick with a cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh by Kraft, the one and only Philadelphia brand. Every time you buy cream cheese, make sure that the packages are marked with the word Philadelphia, the brand that's been famous for flavor more than 60 years.
Folks, one of the most wonderful memories I have of all my years in show business is the memory of a beautiful young girl who rose from an obscure little dancer in a small-time vaudeville act to become one of the brightest stars on Broadway. And believe me, no one deserves success any more than the talented, gorgeous girl. Marilyn Miller was her name. One of her greatest shows was Flo Ziegfeld's Sally. And I'm sure many of you remember Marilyn when she sang, "Look for the Silver Line."
The silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do
did make it shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness. We'll always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
Starring Spencer Tracy and Lana Turner. Tune in again next Thursday when our special guest will be Bing Crosby. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Stay tuned into this station to hear Jack Parsons with Eve Arden, who will follow immediately.
Add extra zest and flavor to your meals by using Kraft prepared mustard. Kraft salad mustard is a light golden mustard made for those who prefer a mild flavor. For those who like a sharper mustard, there's Kraft mustard with snappy horseradish added. You can use these creamy mustards in many appetizing food-saving ways. Look for and buy both of these delicious Kraft mustards in your food store tomorrow.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.